B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalad. We're going to start on the last line of Daf Gimel Omud Beis. And just to get back into this, we saw in the Gemara, the beginning on Daf Beis Omud Aleph, that Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim. Kings, their years get counted starting from the first of Nisan. Every first of Nisan, we count another year to that king. And the Rav Chisda said on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that that's all true regarding the Jewish kings, but Melchei Umayisoilam, then their years get counted from Tishri. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis asked some questions and determined that the one individual that we find that was different to this was Koresh, who was also called Dariovish, who was also called Arsachshast HaMelech, and that particular king, he was called Koresh because he was kosher, he was straight, he was righteous, at least at some point. And therefore, with him and only with him, the Chachomim said, we count his years from the first of Nisan. And then the Gemara asked another question that we find that when Ezra, by the time Ezra came up from Golus, from Bovel, to Eretz Yisrael, by that time, again, there was a question in the calculations in the Psukim, and it seemed that the years of Koresh or Dariovish were being counted from Tishri, not from Nisan. Contrary to what the Gemara established before, the Gemara came to the conclusion, Om Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Kan Koidim Shehichmit, Kan La'achar Shehichmit. Before he went sour, before he became wicked, before he lost his straightness, his kashrus, his righteousness, then he had the same status as the Malchi Yisrael, that his years were counted from Aleph Nisan. But at some point, he became wicked, he became sour, so to speak, and then he reverted back to the rules of Malchi Umay Sa'ilam, that their years are counted from Aleph Tishri, not from Aleph Nisan. And now the question is, where do we find that this Dariovish actually, where's the witness to this, that Dariovish went sour, that he was doing something wrong? Maskif lo Rav Kahana. This is Rav Kahana asked, O mi hichmitz, did Dariovish indeed get sour, become wicked? Vachsiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, Uma chashchon, whatever they require. That means this is a letter that Dariovish wrote to his people in Eretz Yisrael, and he sent this letter with Ezra up to Eretz Yisrael. He says, Ma chashchon, whatever they require, whatever the Kohenim need, uvnei toirin, bulls, v'dichrin and rams, v'imrin and sheep, le'alovon for their korban oilois, le'elo, to Hashem, le'elo shamaya, to Hashem in shamayim, chintin or wheat, melach or salt, chamar, wine or mashach, oil, kameimar kohonayo, dibi Yerushalayim, the specifications that the Kohenim in Yerushalayim need, lehevi misyayiv lahoim, should be given to them yoim yoim, every day, diloy shalu, without fail. So we see that he was very righteous. In that letter that he sent up with Ezra, he was still saying, I'm happy to let the Beis HaMikdash and all the needs of the Kohenim be supported from I'm going to support the Kohenim and what the Beis HaMikdash needs. How can you say that he was hichmitz? Omalei Rabbi Yitzchok answered, Mitunchal, from your bundle. You just brought me a posuk in Ezra Perek Vav posuk Tes. Well, go back to that same bundle you came from and have a look at posuk Yud in Perek Vav, and there you'll get the clue. What does it say in posuk Vav, the next posuk? And this was the reasoning behind his being so generous. Tilehevoin mehakruvin, in order that they will be offer up nechoichin, these pleasing korbonis lelaho shemaya to Hashem, umatzalyin, and they will daven lechaye malka, for the life of the king, uvenoihi, and the kingdom and of the family of the kings. So we see clearly that he had unpure intentions. He didn't do it l'shem shemaim, he did it for his own benefit. And that's already considered a hichmitz. Asks the Gemara, Man da ovid hochi la'av ma'al yasu? Somebody who gives charity, who gives tzedakah, and he says that he wants to have some benefit from it, and that they're going to daven for him, that he should be successful, is that not a good thing? V'atanya, this seems to be contrary to what it says in a braisa. Ha'oy meir sela zel tzedakah. If somebody says this coin called a sela should be given to tzedakah, b'shvil she'yichya b'ni, And the side benefit is that it should stand as a merit that my son should live, or that I should merit through it to Olam Haba. Hareze tzadik gomor. If he does this constantly, he is considered a tzadik gomor. So you see that giving tzedakah and having intentions of some benefit is not such a bad thing. How can you say that's hichmitz? Answers the Gemara, lo ikashi, it's not a question. Kan be Yisrael, kan bo'ivid kechovim. When in a Klal Yisrael, a Yid, deep down in his heart, he's always close to Hashem. And even if Hashem doesn't answer his tefillahs, and even if things don't work out for him, he doesn't complain against Hashem. He just assumes, this is obviously what I deserve. It's to atone for some things in the past, and I accept everything Hashem does. And therefore, it's okay that he gives tzedakah this way. But Noivid Kechovim, if he doesn't get what he is asking for, he's going to start complaining against Hashem. And therefore, when a goy does something that seems Shalei L'Shem Shemaim, it's really Shalei L'Shem Shemaim, and therefore it's not a positive thing. And that is the Hichmitz that we mentioned before. If you want, I'll give you a different source that Daryovish, she became sour at that point. It says in the Pasuk, and this is in the same Ezra Perek Vav, but this time in Pasuk Dalet, it says in the Pasuk, Nidbochin di Even Gelol Tlosa, that when you rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh, then the first three rows should be of marble. V'nidvoch, and a row, di'or, chados, and then the fourth row will be made a single row of wood. V'nifkasa min Beis Malka Tisyoiv. And the expenses will be paid for by the treasurers of the king, of himself, of Daryovish. And the Gemara is now saying, why did he do this? Three rows of marble and one row of wood. Says the Gemara, Sovar, he thought to himself, that if the Klal Yisrael are going to rebel against him, Ikle Benura, I'll burn the Beis HaMikdash with fire. So you see clearly that he was very generous, but he had taken all the precautions to prepare the Beis HaMikdash to be able to be destroyed if he felt it necessary, and that's clearly something very sour. Asks the Gemara, Otu Shleimah lo avatachi, when Shleimah Melech built his first Beis HaMikdash, he didn't do this having three rows of stone and one row of wood. Voksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk in Melachim, Vayiven esechotzer apnimis, Shloisha Turei Gozis, he had three rows of cut stone, Vetur Krusois Arozim, and one row was beams of Arozim, of cedar wood. So you see that Shlomo HaMelech also built his Beis HaMikdash that way, so what was the claim against Daryovish? Answers the Gemara, Shlomo Ovid Milamalo, Viu Ovid Milamato. Shlomo HaMelech, the wooden row, was high up. And therefore, for whatever reason, that's how he built the Beis HaMikdash. However, in the case of Daryovish, he made sure that the three rows of marble were on top, and underneath it was the row of wood, in order that when he burns the Beis HaMikdash, he'll be able to burn it right down to the foundation, and that was what the problem was. Another difference, that Shleimo Shok'i Bebinyona, Shleimo, he set in this wooden beam, it was set into the building. V'iu, however, Daryovish, lo shokei b'binyona. The wooden row was left exposed that way, so it should be easy for him to burn the Beis HaMikdash. Another difference, Shleimo sadye b'sida. Shleimo plastered over this wooden beam with lime. Ihu, however, Daryovish, lo sadye b'sida. He did not plaster it with lime. And from all this we see that he was planning already his destroying and burning of this Beis HaMikdash, and that was clearly a form of hichmitz. Rav Yosef v'itemi Rav Yitzchok, minolon de ichmitz, a third source, mehacha from another posuk. Nechemya Perek Beis, it says in the posuk, v'yeymer li ha-melech, and we already saw this posuk before in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that the melech, this king, said to me, Nechemya, v'hasheigal yosheves etzlei, and let's assume for now, sheigal means the queen was sitting next to him. And the pasuk continues, Ad Mosai Yeh Malochacho, tell me how long you want to go to Eretz Yisrael for, or Mosai Toshuv, when you're going to come back. V'yitav lefnei ha-melech v'yisholacheini v'etna lo'izman. And we discussed this already on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara is now saying my Sheigel, when it says that Sheigel was sitting next to him, and normally we assume that Sheigel means the queen. But here, Omar Rabbi Bar Limo, Mishmei de Rav, Rabbi Bar Limo had a tradition in the name of Rav, that over here the word Sheigel means, we'll soon see if Sheigel always means this or just here, but the tradition he had from Rav was that the word Sheigel means Kalbasa, a female dog. And if he had a female dog sitting next to him, he was obviously using that dog immorally and inappropriately. And that's clearly a very sour thing to do. And even a goy is not allowed to be immoral with an animal. Asks the Gemara, so are you suggesting that Sheigel always means a female dog and not a queen? How are you going to understand this pasuk in Daniel? The pasuk says, "V'al mori shemayo hisroi mamto," that on Hashem you have exalted yourself. Ulamonayo di beisei, and the vessels of his home, haisiv, they were brought kadamoch before you. V'ant, and you, v'ravronoch, and your nobles, sheiglosoch, your queen, ulacheinosoch, and your concubines, chamro, wine, shosayin, they were drinking. Shosayin behind, they were drinking in those vessels of the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'leilohei kaspo v'davo nechosho parzelo'o v'avno diloi chazin v'loi shomin v'loi yodin shabachto v'leilohodin ishmosoch bidei v'chol erchosoch lei loyadarto. Which means that all the Avodah Zarah made of all sorts of inanimate materials you would praise, and to Hashem who's holding your neshama you would not praise at all. That is what it says in Daniel. So then the Gemara is now asking, V'ish Sheigel Kalbasehi, if Sheigel is a female dog, Kalbasa Bas Mishtayo Chamrahi? When Daniel told the king and said that you and your Sheigel are drinking wines from the vessels of the Beis Hamikdash, that you're taken away from the Beis Hamikdash, does Kalbasa, do female dogs drink wine? Answers the Gemara, Holoi Kasha. That wouldn't be a question. De Malfale Vashasya. He's talking about that he trained his dog to drink wine. Elo me'ato, but we have a problem from a different pasuk, that if Sheigel meant a queen, it would make sense, but if Sheigel means a female dog, it doesn't make sense, because it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Bnois Malachim Bikroi Secha, that the daughters of the kings will honor you in the future. Nitzva Sheigel Liminecha, and Sheigel stands to your right, Bekesem, adorned with golden jewelry, Ophir, from a place called Ophir. And then the Gemara says, V'i Sheigel Kalbasahi, if Sheigel means a female dog, Maikom Avraselohu Novi Yisrael. What's the Novi telling Klal Yisrael, Bnois Melochim, you Bnois Melochim, that you're going to be standing with Kesem Ophir, and there's going to be a Sheigel at your right? If Sheigel means a female dog, what sort of praise is that? Answers the Gemara, Hochik Omar. This is what it means. Indeed, Sheigel could be referring to that female dog, but nonetheless, it's a praise for Klal Yisrael. What was the pasuk trying to impress on us? That bischar, in the reward, that shechaviva Torah li Yisrael, that Torah is so dear to Klal Yisrael, kesheigel lo'iv de kechovim, like their female dogs are dear to the goyim, that in that schos zechisem, you Klal Yisrael are going to merit in the future lekesem oifir, from this golden jewelry from the place called Oifir. So it's not that we're going to get praised by and honored by the female dog. No, we're going to get honored because we endeared something like the goyim endeared the female dog. Why Torah is compared to a female dog is why our love for Torah is compared to the love of a female, the goyim, to the female dog, is explained in the Mefarshim. The Netziv discusses that. V'boyis Eimus, says the Gemara, another explanation which will actually answer all these questions, the la'olam sheigel malkasahi. Generally, sheigel means the queen, it doesn't mean a female dog. The Rabbi Bar Lima, but just in this particular case regarding Daryovesh, there Gemara Gmiriloi had this tradition from Rav that in this particular case the sheigel was not the queen, the sheigel was this female dog, and that was the ichmitz, that's where we see that Daryovesh became sour. V'amai korilo sheigel. Why did he call, if Sheigel always means the queen, why did he call this dog the female dog with the name Shegel. Shehoisu chaviva olov kashegel. Because this female dog was dear to him like the queen was. Inami, or another reason could be Shayeshiva b'mokim Shegel. He actually sat this dog on the seat of the queen, of which was the Shegel. Either way, it's very clear that Daryovish, who was involved with this female dog, that was up to no good. V'ibois eimu minolon de'ichmitz, a fourth source where we see that Daryovish actually lost his straight status. Me'alcha, from this pasuk, a pasuk in Ezra Perek Zayin. Ad, and here we see that even though initially Kairish, Daryovish, was very generous with what he had offered for the Beis HaMikdash, as we saw at the top of the Amud, but a little bit later in Ezra, we see in the next Perek, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof Beis, we see that he actually limited his donation. Ad, I'm only willing to give up to Ksaf Kikrin Meo, silver up to 100 kikor. Va'ad Chintin Kairin Meo, and wheat only 100 kur. Va'ad Chamar Batin Meo, and wine only 100 baths full. Va'ad Batin Meshach Meo, and only 100 bathfuls of oil. And salt is unlimited. So you see here that he limited his donations, and that was a form of ichmitz. Meikara at first, he didn't give any limit to his donation. But now, and now he limited his donations. So we see that he went from koirish, from being kosher, to being ichmitz, and therefore he lost his status. Asks the Gemara of Adilma, Meikara lo yehava kimli b'kitzusa. You can't bring proof from here. Maybe at first he just didn't realize how much would be needed. But he can call this ichmitz. He like downgraded. He didn't downgrade anything. He says, I'm happy to supply what you need. When he realized how much was needed, he limited it to these limits. Is that called ichmitz? Elo says the Gemara mechaverta gadishaninon meikara. The most preferable sources that Daryovich was ichmitz was from those other psukim that we'd mentioned before, not so much from this one. Continues the Gemara. Ularagolim, we saw in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that Be'echod B'Nisan Rish Hashanu LeMelochim, we've learned about that at length. And also Ularagolim, that we know the Ragolim, the Yomim Tovim, are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, then Echod B'Nisan is a Rish Hashanu regarding the Yomim Tovim. And this is very cryptic. What would that mean? What does it mean, a Rosh Hashanu of Moyadim on Aleph Nisan? Says the Gemara, Regolim be'echod b'nisanhu. Even we'll soon see why there's an importance and there's relevance to the first. The Rosh Hashanah means the first of the Yomim Tovim. So we'll get there. But whichever way you hold it, the first Yom Tov is not Aleph Nisan. If anything, it's Pesach. When is Pesach? On the 15th of Nisan. What's Aleph Nisan got to do with it? Be'echod b'nisanhu, be'chamisha also b'nisanhu. Omer of Chizda answers of Chizda, Regel Shebo, you're right. What we actually meant was not the first day of Nisan, we meant the Yom Tov in the month, which starts on the first of Nisan. Rosh Hashanah l'Regolim, that the Yom Tov in Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah of the Yomim Tovim, and that's the Yom Tov called Pesach. Now the Gemara is saying, Nafkamina, what's the difference? What ramification? Who cares which is first? The year goes round. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. What's the ramification of, there's a starting point. Pesach is a start, and then obviously Sukkos is the end. Where would that make a difference? Nafkamina l'noider, if somebody made a neder, a vow, to bring, we'll soon see the details, but to bring an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, amongst other things, then if he doesn't bring it by a certain point, then l'meikam olei b'baal ta'achir, because the Torah says, do not delay from bringing your korbanos, and if you do delay, then you've transgressed the avera of Baal Ta'achir, of not delaying. The question is, when is it considered that you've delayed it too far? The answer is, when you didn't bring the korbanos till the end of the allotted time. There can only be an end of an allotted time if there's a beginning of the time. The beginning is Pesach, the end is Sukkos. So it seems that when will you transgress Baal Ta'achir? When you reach the end, when you get to the end of Sukkos, and you haven't yet brought the korban or the korbanis, the requirements that you have to bring, and then you transgressed, Baal Ta'achir. And which opinion? We're going to see there's a whole load of opinions. Some of them we've already seen. But this is following Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, we understand why it's important that Nisan is considered the first and Sukkah is considered the last. The Tanya, we learnt in a Braisa, Echot HaNoider, if somebody vows to bring a korban. Ve'echot ha-makdish, if somebody consecrates, makes something hektish or bedek habayis. Ve'echot ha-marech, if somebody makes a type of a vow called erech, which means that the value, but not the value that he's worth in the marketplace, just the value that's exclusively dependent on age and gender, it's called the erechin, that anybody who's committed to bring his own erech or somebody else's erech to the Beis HaMikdash, kivon she'ovro lov gimul regolim, as soon as three Yomim Tovim have passed, and he hasn't brought those Chiyuvim, those to the Beis HaMikdash, over Baal Ta'achir, he's transgressed Baal Ta'achir. So that's the Tanakama. Tanakama seems to say, any three Regolim, it doesn't matter the order. So if it doesn't matter the order, then there's no relevance to the first and the last. Whenever you became Chayev, make that, then from that point, once three Regolim have passed, that's when you're over if you didn't bring them. Reb Shimon, however, Reb Shimon, when this is Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he holds that the Gimel Regolim Kasidron, they have to be in order. This is why it's important to know what's the first one. The first one has always got to be Pesach. The second one, Shavuos, the third one, Sukkos. So if you became Chayev before Pesach, then it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. If you only committed yourself to bring this Korban after Pesach, you can't start from Shavuos, because Shavuos is not the Rosh Hashanah, it's not the first regel. So when are you going to be Chayev? Only when you get to Sukkos, but not the coming Sukkos, because you only have a Shavuos Sukkos, that doesn't work. You need a Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So it's only going to be 5 Moyadim later, year and a half later, after the following Sukkos, that's when you'll be Chayev. The Chag HaMatzis Tzchila. It has to be that the three Moyadim are in order, meaning that the Pesach is first, and then Shavuos and then Sukkos. And indeed, Reb Shimon ben Yochai explained and elaborated that regolim pa'omim shloisha. Sometimes, after three yomim tovim, you're already chayev baal ta'achir. If you became chayev before Pesach, then you have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, three moyadim, you're chayev. Pa'omim sometimes dalit. Sometimes, for example, if you became chayev after Shavuos, before Sukkos, so you have Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, that's 4 Moyadim. And Pa'omim Chamish, or sometimes it's 5. If you became Chayev after Pesach, then you've got Shavuos Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, that's 5 Moyadim. Ketzad, Nodar Lifnei Pesach, Gimel. Lifnei Atzeres, Chamisha. Lifnei Achag, Arbo, as we explained. Ton Rabbonon. We learned in the Braisa, Chayevei Hadomin, those people who obligated themselves to bring Domim. Domim is their value. If a person says my value or somebody else's value, whoever it might be, and that's a value that is judged by what he's worth, were he to be sold in the slave market. V'ha Erechin, or he vowed to bring the Erechin, as we explained before, which is a type of value that's only based on age and gender. V'charomim, a cherem type of vow. We're going to learn more about this later on in Shas, Vekdeshois, or different consecrations, or Chatois, a Korban Chatos, if somebody committed himself to bring a Korban Chatos, Vashomois, an Osham, Oilois, or Shlomim, Tztokois, or if he pledged to give Tztoka, or Maisrois, or Maisrishoin, Maisrsheni, and Maisoni, Bechoir, or if he has to bring the Bechoir, the firstborn of the animals, or Maiser, or the tenth animal, the Maiser Behema we learnt about earlier on, or Pesach, or the Korban Pesach. We'll soon see later how Korban Pesach comes into this. Korban Pesach can only be brought one day in the year. We're going to see that on Daf Hei. Or Leket, Shikcha, or Peah, which is different Matnei Sanim, where a person has to, if the person doing the harvesting, if he forgot some of the sheaves, some of the stalks, if they fell, he forgot to harvest them, or Peah, he's got to leave a certain section for the poor people. In all these three, he's got to leave them in the fields. And the Rishonim already discussed that since the Lekat Shekhanpeah, you don't actually have to give it to the poor man comes to take it, how can there be a concept of Baal Ta'achir? The poor man can come when he wants. It's discussed in the Rishonim. But in all these cases, says the Braisa, Kivan she'ovra aleim shloisha regolim, as soon as three regolim are over, oivar b'Baal Ta'achir. He's transgressed Avera of Baal Ta'achir. And this is like the Tanakama we saw in the Braisa earlier on Omad Aleph, the Tanakama of Reb Shimon, who just say three regolim, it doesn't matter the order. That is the opinion of the Tanakama. We're going to see here five opinions. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Omer, as we saw before, Shloisha regolim, they agree that you only over Baal Ta'achir after three regolim, but they have to be kasidron, they have to be in order of a chagamatzis tchilo. It's got to be first Pesach, then Shavuos, then Sukkos. As we saw at the bottom of Omad Aleph. That's the second opinion. Reb Meir Omer, Reb Meir says, when you chayv Baal Ta'achir, kivun sh'over aleim regel echod. Any one Yom Tov, you became chayv, the very next Yom Tov, you have to bring those things to the Beis HaMikdosh. When you go up to Yerushalayim to be oyle regel, you've got to bring that up. You didn't bring it up, you've transgressed Baal Ta'achir. Oyver Baal Ta'achir. Reb Elozer ben Yaakov, the fourth opinion, Omer, kivun sh'over aleim shnei regolim. He says that two Yomim Tovim have passed, then you're over Baal Ta'achir if you didn't bring your Chiyuvim. Over Baal Ta'achir. Reb Elezer ben Reb Shimon, the fifth and final opinion holds, Kivun she'ov aleim chagas Sukkos. He says, I'm only focused on Sukkos. Sukkos passed, you're over Baal Ta'achir. It doesn't matter if you became Chayev on Erev Sukkos or on Motzah Sukkos. Sukkos passed, then you're going to be Chayev. Over aleim Baal Ta'achir. Those are the five opinions in the Braisa. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the sources of these five opinions. So we'll start with the Tanakama. My Tama the Tanakama, what would be the source of the Tanakama who holds that any three regolim? Says the Gemara, Mechti minayhu solik. This posuk that says, Sholish pomim bashoni yuri oracles, churchos pnei Hashem lekecho b'amokim ha'shivchar, which is the chiyuv to come and do aliyah l'regel, b'chag ha'matzis u'b'chag ha'shvois u'b'chag ha'sukkos, v'lo yuroyes pnei Hashem reikom, and don't come empty-handed. So there the Pasuk explicitly says that when do you do Aliyah L'Regel? Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. But the Gemara says, the Tanakama maintains, Mechta, since Minayu Solik, the Pasuk's already spoken about all three. And we know that because it says over there, Shmoyres Chodesh, Aviv, Pesach, Shiva, Shavuos, Tisper L'cho, Shavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Tase L'cho, Sukkos. The Pesukim already mentioned the Yomim Tovim that you do Aliyah L'Regel. Why do you have to go and again repeat b'chag ha'matzos u'b'chag ha'shavuos u'b'chag ha'sukkos? It seems to be superfluous. Shema Mino says the Tanakama, you learn from there lebal ta'achir, that this aveir of bal ta'achir, these extra words are teaching us when you're over bal ta'achir. When you're over Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, three regalim, as soon as three have passed, the order doesn't matter according to Tanakama. There's three extra words, or there's these extra words, chag ha'shavuos, chag ha'matzos, chag ha'shavuos, chag ha'sukkos, whenever those three have passed from the time you became chayev and you haven't brought what you have to bring, you're chayev on Baal Ta'achir. That was the first opinion of the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon also learns it from this same pasuk, but he says that the order matters. Reb Shimon Omer, Einei tzorich leimar b'chag ha'sukkos, says, even though, you know what, you're right, these three are superfluous, and I agree with you, Tanakama, they're teaching us for Baal Ta'achir. But nonetheless, okay, you can mention Shavuos, you can mention Pesach, but we were just now talking about Sukkos. Sukkos, even according to you that we're talking about Baal Ta'achir, you don't need to mention Sukkos because we are in the parasha of Sukkos. Ein etzorich leimar b'chag ha'sukkos sheboi dibir akoso. The pasuk was talking about Sukkos. Just add on that you have to come to Beis HaMikdash and also Pesach and Shavuos, and you'll say it's to teach us about Baal Ta'achir. Lomo ne'emar. So why does it say again chag ha'sukkos? Loimar shezeh achrein, to tell us chag ha'sukkos. That's when you become chayev. You need all three, but Sukkos is always going to be the last one. So like we said before, sometimes it's going to be three mo'edim, sometimes four, sometimes five. But you need three, and Sukkos has to be the last one, which means that Pesach has to be the first one. So you only start counting three from the following Pesach. And it could be almost a year. If you became Chayev on Matzah Pesach, you're only going to be Chayev a year and a half later, because till the next Pesach, it doesn't count. And then you've got Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and then you're Chayev. So that was the opinion of Reb Shimon, who agrees with the Tanakhama that you learn it from this pasuk. Reb Meir, my Tama, what would be the source of Reb Meir who says that just one Yom Tov passes Ya'over and Baal Ta'achir? Dechsiv, he learns it from a completely different pasuk, and we're soon going to have to see what he does with the fact that these words, B'chaga Matzos, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos, are superfluous. He has to explain that. But he says you learn it from a different pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, My Shechina is going to rest in the Beis Hamikdash. You're going to come there, veheveisem shama, and you're going to bring to there oileseichem, vezivcheichem, veismasriseichem, veistrumasiyetchem, v'nedreichem, v'nedviseichem, v'bchiris bekarchem, v'tzoinchem. So we see here, you're going to come to be oile regel, and then you're going to bring all your karbonos. So says Reb Meir, I see from there that if you're chayev to bring anything to the Beis Hamikdash, the next Yom Tov you're going to come, you have to bring it. And if you didn't bring it, you're chayev on Baal Ta'achir. That was Reb Meir. And now the Gemara is saying, V'rabbonon, all those chachomim who don't learn from this pasuk that the first regel, the first Yom Tov you're over on Baal Ta'achir, hahu la'asei, they say that this pasuk of Uvasa Shama, V'aveisem Shama, is not teaching us anything about the loisaseh of Baal Ta'achir, of don't delay. It's just an added mitzvah. Everybody agrees there's a mitzvah to bring these korbanos at the very first opportunity, the first Yom Tov. Just Reb Meir says, but Reb Meir says that kiven de omele rachmona aisi, since the Torah said there's a mitzvah to bring them at the first Yom Tov, veloy aisi, if he didn't, memele komli b'Baal Ta'achir, then he would have transgressed Baal Ta'achir. The other chachomim, they say no. They say the mitzvah is to bring it at the first opportunity. When you're going to be chayiv Baal Ta'achir, as we said before, only after Gimel Regolim. So that was the third opinion, that was Reb Meir. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, who says that two Yomim Tovim and then you Chayiv Baal Ta'achir, my Tama, what would be his source? And like Reb Meir, he doesn't learn it from the Pasuk of B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, he learns it from a different Pasuk. The Chsiv, it says, Eile ta'asu l'Hashem b'moyadeichem, levad min nedreichem v'nedveiseichem, l'oileiseichem v'l'minchoiseichem v'l'neskeichem v'l'shalmeichem. So he learns from there that Eile Tasul Hashem b'moyadeichem, your yomim tovim, and that's in plural. Miot moyadim, the least amount of moyadim of yomim tovim that are in plural is shnaim, is two. So when it says Eile Tasul Hashem b'moyadeichem, when two yomim tovim have passed, that's when you have to have brought your nidrei seichem, all your korbanos. You don't bring them, you transgressed Baal Ta'achir. Rabbonon and all the other chachomim who don't learn from this pasuk that you transgress Baal Ta'achir after two moyadim, they say ahu l'kad Reb Yoina. They learn from this pasuk what Reb Yoina learns from this pasuk. The Omer Reb Yoina, hukshu kol ha-moyadim, when it says b'moy adeichem, your yomim tovim, is to compare all the yomim tovim together. Kol ha-moyadim kulom zeh lezeh. In all the moyadim, and this is learnt out from other places in the Torah, one has to bring the seirim, the goats, as a korban, as a chatos. That, and we learn it out from Rosh Chodesh, the shekulam mechaprim al tumas mikdash ukadoshov, the seirim that are brought on all the yom tovim, then they're all atoned for tumas mikdash ukadoshov. If somebody came into the Beis Hamikdash and he was tomei by mistake, or he brought in korban whilst tomei, or the animal was tomei, this is the concept of tumas mikdash ukadoshov discussed elsewhere in Shas, that to tell us that all the moedim are the same, that the soyer, the goats that are brought on the Moyadim, they're all atoned for Tumas Mikdosh Ukadoshov. Reb Elezer b'Reb Shimon, this is the fifth and final opinion of Baal Ta'achir. My Tama, what would be the source that only Sukkos is the deciding factor? Tanya Reb Elezer b'Reb Shimon, Oymer, we learned in the Braisa, Loi Yoymer Chaga Sukkos Sheboi Dibir HaKosov. It doesn't need to say anywhere, it doesn't need to say in that pasuk Sukkos, we're talking about Sukkos. The Pesach and Shavuos, it's true that it's been mentioned earlier, but it's not, this particular pasuk is not in the parasha of Sukkos. But since, that means, it's not in the, that means this particular pasuk is not following, it's not in the parasha of Pesach and Shavuos. And therefore, we can mention B'chag HaMatzos and B'chag HaShavuos. But we're in the middle of the parasha of Sukkos. Why are you mentioning Sukkos? And this was actually the source that we've said before. Reb Shimon said that Sukkos is always going to be the final one. But Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, He held that from the fact that only Chag HaSukkos is the determining factor. Lo yoimar Chag HaSukkos sheboi diber HaKosuf, lo manemar, why does it say Chag HaSukkos? Lo yoimar shezeh goyrim. That this is not the final one, but this is the only one that makes a difference. So if you became chayev on Erev Sukkos, by the end of Sukkos you haven't brought your korban, you're going to be chayev. Now the Gemara is saying, Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, if you remember, Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, they were the two who learned out, either Reb Meir saying any one Yom Tov, or Reb Elazar ben Yaakov saying two Yomim Tovim, they learned out from different psukim, either from Uvas HaShoma Vevesim Shoma, or from B'moyadechem. So they are left with needing to deal with Hai B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, my Dor Shubay. What do they do with these extra words, B'chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, which we don't need to say them? My Dor Shubay, what are they darshaning from it? So the other Chachomim, the Tanakhama, and Reb Shimon, and let's say Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, that's something that Rashi discusses on Daf Hei Omud Aleph, then they could learn out from this Pasuk, Bal Ta'achir. But Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, they don't learn out Bal Ta'achir from this Pasuk. So what do they do with this Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Meboy Lili Kud Reb Elazar Omer Reb Oishya. Domer Reb Elazar Omer Reb Oishya. Minayin La'atzeres Sheyesh Lo Itashlumim Kol Shiva. We know from Psukim that on Pesach, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga at the first opportunity on Pesach. And you can then bring, if you didn't bring it the first opportunity, you can bring it any time till the end of Pesach. And the same with Sukkos, you have a whole week of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. But you have 7 days to bring the Chagiga of Pesach and 8 days to bring the Chagiga of Sukkos. What's with Shavuos? Shavuos is only 1 day. Does it have Tashlumim Kol Shiva? Can you bring the Chagiga of Shavuos all for 7 days? Yes, Talmud Lema, we learn it from this Pasuk. B'chag HaMatzis u'b'chag HaShavuos u'b'chag HaSukkos. Makish, we compare Chag HaShavuos l'chag HaMatzis. Because as we said, these words are superfluous. So the reason that it's written is to compare Shavuos to Sukkos. To Pesach, sorry. Ma Chag HaMatzis, in the same way as Pesach, yesh li tashlumim kol shivo, you have 7 days within which to bring the Korban Chagiga. Af Chag HaShavuos, yesh li tashlumim kol shivo. So to Shavuos, you have 7 days. That means Shavuos plus the 6 days afterwards. Within that time, you have to have brought your Korban Chagiga. Says the Gemara, if you're already learning it from that Pasuk, it also mentions Sukkos there. Sukkos is an 8th day. So why don't you compare Shavuos to Sukkos? Then the same way as Sukkos, you have 8 days, Shavuos also, V'leikush l'chag HaSukkos. Says the Gemara, Malalon Shmoina, in the same way as Sukkos, you have 8 days, because Shmini Atzeres is also the 8th day, you can still bring the Chagiga of Sukkos, Afkan Shmoina. So to Shavuos, you should have 8 days, not just 7. Says the Gemara, Shmini regel bifnei atzma, Shmini atzeres, what's that got to do with Sukkos? And it seems that the Gemara is suggesting that you cannot bring the Chagiga of Sukkos on Shmini atzeres. If you didn't bring it by the end of Ishana Rabbah, you've lost the opportunity. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. Eime d'amrin on Shmini regel bifnei atzma. Regarding which halachas do we say that Shmini atzeres is an independent yomtiv from Sukkos? Le'inyan only regarding Pazar Keshav, Pious Zman Regel, Korban Shir and Brocha, something we've discussed already in Yumadav Gimel and Sukkadav Memches. We don't need to go back there now. Avalinin Tashlumin, but regarding the being able to bring the Korban Chagiga, if you didn't bring it the first 7 days, Divri Hakil Tashlumin Derishenu. Everybody agrees you can bring the Chagiga of Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres as well. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Anyone who didn't bring a Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, you can bring the Chagiga the whole Yom Tov. The Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, including the last day, which is Shmini Atzeres. So the question comes back, why are you comparing Shavuos to Pesach and giving it just Shavuos plus 6 days? Why don't you compare it to Sukkos and then you should have Shavuos plus 7 days? Answers the Gemara, Tofasta Merubah Loi Tofasta, Tofasta Mo Tofasta. If you grab too much, you always risk losing part of what you've grabbed. So you want to stay safe, take the minimum. Elolamai Hilchasa, so we're still now left with a question, so why does that Pasuk mention Sukkos at all? So it's not for Bal Ta'achir, because we're discussing Reb Meir and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. They learned Bal Ta'achir from other Pasukim. It's not to tell us that to compare Shavuos to Sukkos, because we don't compare Shavuos to Sukkos, we compare it to Pesach. So why is it mentioned Sukkos? Why does the Pasuk mention Sukkos in this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Lakshuye Lechaga Matzos. Because we learn a halacha of Sukkos from Pesach. That means Pesach teaches Shavuos about Tashlumim, 7 days, and it teaches Sukkos something about Lino. That Machaga Matzos, in the same way as Pesach, Ta'un Lino, then we're going to learn that you have to stay in Yerushalayim until the first day of Chol HaMoed. You have to sleep over and stay there on Yom Tov, because you have to be in the Azara on the first day of Yom Tov. So when it says that, we'll soon see, when it says you can go home in the morning, it can't be the morning of Yom Tov. It's not good enough to come before Yom Tov, be there the night of Yom Tov, and then go back, because you need to be there in the morning. So if it says you go home in the morning, it must be the next morning, the morning of Chol HaMoed, which means that on Pesach you have to stay overnight till the first day of Chol HaMoed. That means the night after the first day of Pesach, you have to stay in Yerushalayim. To teach us that Af Chag HaSukkah is Ta'un Lino. Also regarding Sukkos, you have to stay in Yerushalayim the night after the first day of Sukkos, and only in the first day of Chol HaMoed you're allowed to go back home. Where do you know that Pesach you have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim and you can only go back on Chol HaMoed? It says in the Pasuk, Uvishalto v'ochalto b'moke mashivchar Hashem elekecho boy, ufoniso v'aboike v'olachto lo yolecho. That in the morning, first thing in the morning, you can go home. And since you go home first thing in the morning, it can't be that you're going home on the first day of Yom Tov, because you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So it must mean you go home only on the first day of Chol HaMoed, not before. Now the Gemara says, V'tanekama v'Reb Shimon. So according to Tanakama and Reb Shimon, and Reb Elazar ben Shimon also, but the Gemara doesn't speak about that here. Rashi discusses that here a little bit. But the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, who they learn out from the psukim of Bechag HaMatzis, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos, Halochos of Bal Ta'achir, then they don't, these words are not superfluous to teach us something about Shavuos. Tashlumim la'tzeres minolahu. How do they know that you can bring the Korban Chagig of Shavuos for an extra 6 days afterwards like Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Nafkalu, they have a different source for that. Midatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, the Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Omra Torah, the Torah says that regarding the Kiddush HaChodesh, it says, Mnei Yomim, count days, the Kiddush HaChodesh. And then it's Rosh Chodesh, where you bring a special korban, a korban musaf, on Rosh Chodesh. What do you count? You count the days of a month. And then we learn from there, it has to be full days, either 29 days or 30 days, but you count days, and then you bring the korban of Rosh Chodesh. And also it says in the Torah, Mnei Yomim, count up towards Shavuos. And what do we count to Shavuos? We count weeks to Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos, Tisper, Sheva Shabbos, Tmimeis Tieno. The Kiddush Atzeres. And then it's the Yom Tov of Atzeres. Ma Chodesh, in the same way as regarding Rosh Chodesh, Lemenuyav, the amount of time you have for the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is only Menuyav, is the amount of time which is similar to the units by which it was counted, which is days. You counted days and then you had Rosh Chodesh, so you have to bring the Korban of Rosh Chodesh on that one day. Afatzeres, so to Shavuos Lemenuyav, the units that you counted up to Shavuos, which is weeks, Sheva Shavuos, 7 weeks. So too, that the amount of time you have for the Korban of Shavuos is a week, is 7 days. Says the Gemara, Eima Atzeres Chad Yema. But besides for counting weeks to Shavuos, we also count days. It says Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. So maybe in the same way as you count days to Rosh Chodesh and then you don't have Tashlumim, then maybe also Shavuos, you count days, you only have 1 day to bring your Chagiga. Omar Rava said no. It's true that you count days, you also count weeks. Since you also count weeks, then weeks is a unit with which we count towards Shavuos, and therefore you have that unit of Tashlumin for the Korban. Did we not learn that mitzvah l'mimna yoim no mitzvah l'mimna shvu? You have to count days as well as weeks. Va'oid, and also says Rava, Chag HaShavuos k'siv, The pasuk says, "Vasiso chag shvuis l'Hashem elekecha, misas nidvas yodcha shetitin kashivrecha Hashem elekecha." The shvuis is called in the Torah the Yom Tov of shvuis, of weeks. So if the Torah explicitly calls shvuis by the term weeks, it seems that that's the most dominant between days and weeks. It's the weeks which are the more dominant unit with which we count towards shvuis, and therefore, in the same way as we count units of days, and then you have Rosh Chodesh one day, we count units of weeks, and then we have Shavuos, which, so to speak, has a week of Tashlumim. And Emir Tzeshem, in the next Gemara, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.